You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Pinchas, a covenant of peace. These past weeks have been very difficult for the people of Israel and all members of our Jewish family across the globe. On June 12th, three Israeli teenagers, Naftali Frankel, Gilad Sha'er and Ayel Yifra, were kidnapped as they hitchhiked to their homes. As a community, we held our collective breaths, hoping and praying that these boys would ultimately return home, but at the same time fearing the worst. On June 30th, over 2 weeks after the boys went missing, their bodies were discovered and our greatest fears were realized. And on the day after Naftali, Gilad and Ayel were laid to rest, a Palestinian teenager from East Jerusalem, Mohammed Abu Qadir, was kidnapped and killed in what is suspected to have been a revenge attack. Another teenager was senselessly murdered. More blood was needlessly spilt in the gruesomely mistaken assumption that this, of all things, would help in any way. It is hard to read this week's Torah portion of Pinchas without thinking about the escalating cycle of death and violence between the Israelis and the Palestinians this past week. One could argue that Pinchas is the first extremist, taking matters into his own hands when he stabbed and killed the Israelite Zimri together with the Midianite Cosby. In very tangible terms, there is a loss of life on both sides. Thousands of Israelites were killed, and then the Israelites went out after the Midianites seeking to assail and defeat them. Amongst the challenges for us as we read this story is the fact that Pinchas appears to be lauded by God, who offers him and his descendants God's Briti Shalom, my covenant of peace, declaring that he and his descendants will be part of the Brit Kehunat Olam, the eternal covenant of the priesthood. On the surface, the Torah appears to reward Pinchas for his actions, a worrying precedent for the actions we have witnessed in the past week. But when we look that bit deeper, it is curious to consider the two covenants given to Pinchas. For this man who took the law into his own hands, who killed people, God brings him into a covenant of peace. God removes him from the realm of violence and war, placing him squarely in the arena of peace, ensuring that Pinchas will never again be in a position to bring death and destruction. And in driving this point home, God then places an eternal covenant of the priesthood upon Pinchas and his descendants. Once again, while this may seem like a reward, it also removed him from the arena of war. When the census of the Israelites is conducted, counting all of the men able to bear arms, the descendants of the Levites and the priests are counted separately. Their role is not to fight, it is to serve God. Pinchas's passion is channeled away from violence into the service of God, so that when the Israelites embarked on their campaign against the Midianites, Pinchas was there, but he was carrying the sacred utensils and the trumpets for sounding the blasts. He was removed from the fighting, possibly for fear of what he might do if given that role again. As we read the story of Pinchas, we see so clearly the importance of moving from the arena of war, violence and retribution to the field of peace, and that peace itself is the only solution to the problems which we face. Revenge is never the answer. Instead, we must all seek to engage with God's Briti Shalom, God's covenant of peace, for us and for the whole world. Shabbat Shalom.